Election officials in Iran twice postponed the closure of polling stations today in order to cope with what they describe as an unprecedented voter turnout. Iranians turned out en masse for the presidential election, which pits incumbent Mahmoud Ahmadinejad against a former prime minister who wants a thaw in ties with the West.
Four candidates are standing in the poll, but Ahmadinejad's strongest challenger appears to be the moderate Mir Hussein Mousavi. A victory for Mousavi might help ease tensions with the West, which is concerned about Tehran's nuclear ambitions.
Preliminary results are expected early tomorrow. We spoke to Father Samir Khalil Samir, an expert in Islamic studies and Catholic theology from St. Joseph's University in Beirut.
This election is certainly the most important one in the last 20 years in Iran. And the results are definitely essential for the whole area. There is a problem. We see that Israel is fearing the re-election of Ahmadinejad and preparing itself for a confrontation. We are at a turn. There is also a confrontation between Iran and the Arab world, and through that, between Sunni, who are the majority, let us say 85% of the Muslim world, and Shia, which is led by Iran, who represent 12 to 15% of the Islamic world. Now, again, the confrontation between Sunnah, represented by Saudi Arabia, and Shia, represented by Iran, is a hard confrontation. And this, again, is not good for the world. We see the results in Iraq, mainly, but also in Pakistan and also in the Gulf. Any confrontation between two big countries is a step backwards for the whole world. So that's why we hope that it will be a new step in the Iranian politics.